It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen, and welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. Proud to be your host. I'm Will Hampton, and this show, underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also the Elam Group. High school football sectionals. This Friday night, here we go. It's tournament time where everybody's even. That's kind of what I love about Indiana high school and a lot of high schools around the country. Whatever happened in the regular season at this point, poof, it doesn't matter. It's gone. You're 0-0, and you have a chance, you have a shot to win the state championship in your class. And just to kind of run down the games from Friday night this week, Class 2A, Sectional 38, Cecina, 6-3 in the regular season. Wait a minute, Will, you just said they were 0-0. Well, they had a great regular season, and Cecina goes to Centerville this Friday night. Class 3A, Sectional 28, one we're really going to be watching, Guerin Catholic. They open at Yorktown, and the game of the night across the state, Chatard at Brebeuf. That game is Friday night in the first round of the sectional, Class 3A Sectional 28. 3A Sectional 29, Ritter is on the road. They play at Indianapolis, Washington, so it's not much of a road trip, but Ritter has kind of closed the year strong, winning a couple of games. They're looking pretty good going into tournament time. And Cathedral, they're in Class 5A, Sectional 13. They do not play this Friday. They have a bye, so to speak, in the first round. They play on November 1st. Cathedral will host Terre Haute South. That game will be at Tech High School. So get out, support the kids, enjoy it as tournament time. High school football sectionals get started Friday night. And it's not all about football, because we're also talking soccer this week on Catholic Sports Weekly. And it's my pleasure to welcome Chris McGrath, the head coach of the Guerin Catholic boys team. You guys are in the semi-state. How's it going, Chris? You doing okay?
We are doing okay. I told my wife last night, though, that I didn't expect to get too much sleep this week.
Yeah, I bet not. Yeah. And you guys are on the road. You guys play Evansville Memorial, and the game is at Evansville North in the 2A soccer boys semi-state. The game is 4 o'clock Eastern. You know you've hit the big time when they have to say it's 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central time, right?
Yeah.
That means you've hit the big time, right?
Right.
Tell me about this team. I know you guys, of course, had a great regular season, but you've kind of turned it on. And, man, when you guys get hot, you seem to really light the lamp. You really can score when you get it rolling. Has that been kind of a trademark all year long, or has it just kind of happened recently?
It's been a characteristic of this team. And I think, you know, my athletic director one day, who I think is becoming a soccer guy, said to me, "These guys are just really fun to watch." And that's become the characteristic of this team. They are, when they get up on plane, they are just super fun to watch, the way that they combine and play for one another and really create some really interesting moments, I think, in the game. They are just, bottom line, fun to watch.
Yeah. We're talking with Guerin Catholic boys soccer coach Chris McGrath, and they're playing in the semi-state this Saturday in Evansville against Evansville Memorial. You and I were talking a little while ago this morning, and there's something about this team. There's a toughness, how they play well together. A little bit you indicated there, a little bit there. But tell me, what is the kind of the vein of this team that you see that you like so much?
I tell these guys, I love these guys. I love this team. I don't know that we've exactly hit on what that thing is that they do that makes them very special. But one of the things is that, you know, last year and for a number of years, we've been playing in 3A. Mm-hmm. And the move to 2A this year, I think, has steeled this team to put a stake in the ground for the future of Guerin Catholic soccer. And some of the younger guys on the team have a vision of being able to move back into the 3A rank by the time they are seniors, or at least want to be in that conversation by the time that they are seniors. And for a group of young men to be able to grasp a concept like that and look out into the future, I think that's something that's truly special, to be able to claw a future status and bring that back into the present is something that's really says something to the maturity of these young men, kind of both on and off the soccer field.
Yeah, and help our listeners understand that a little bit, because in football, we talk about they're having their sectionals this Friday. There's six classes, and you do move up based on your success. You could be like Cathedral's experience that. They moved from 4A to 5A, I think maybe even to 6A at one point, because they win the state championship. In soccer, there's only three classes, right? 1, 2, and 3A, correct? And it's the same kind of thing, right? If you have more success, they kind of – and a lot of it's, you know, it's based on enrollment, where you start sort of 1A, 2A, or 3A, if I'm right. But then if you have success, that's when you move up, right? Is that what you're alluding to?
Yeah, that's correct. And in 2013 and 2014, we had back-to-back 1A state titles. And at that point in time, soccer was two classes in Indiana. And right after we moved up, we were in what we would call this group of death in the soccer world of us and the Buff Jesuit and Zionsville and Carmel and Westfield and Pike and North Central. We were all in that same sectional, which has a combined significant number of state titles among them all.
Yeah.
And so right after we moved to 2A, soccer went to... So we moved up from 1A to 2A on merit, and then the soccer went to three classes. And since we'd been playing with that group, we went ahead and played in 3A from 2015 through last season. And despite a couple of sectional final appearances and some great showings, we were unable to get to the regional level. So this year, when the classes got reshuffled, we decided to stay in our school size and play in 2A. Mm-hmm. And so it's been an interesting season in that regard for the boys of adapting to different competition. A lot of these teams we just haven't seen before.
Yeah. We're talking with Chris McGrath, who's the soccer coach, boys coach at Guerin Catholic. They play in the semi-state this Saturday in Evansville against Evansville Memorial. Tell me a little bit about your competition. Have you had a chance to look a little bit at what Evansville Memorial, what makes them tick, and what are you expecting this week?
I think we're expecting to see a team that plays a style of ball that's similar to ours in terms of being able, that's creative and be able to move the ball around the field pretty efficiently and at their own will. So for me, Evansville Memorial is probably very evenly matched against us. We're expecting to see a good match, probably something like we saw early on in our sectional versus Cardinal Ritter, which is a 1-1, 2-1, 1-0 game, somewhere like that.
Yeah. So it should be a pretty good matchup, and you hope to have a big road trip. Now as far as the school, you guys are coming off fall break, right? And now this week you're back to school. So is that a tough kind of assignment for the kids? They've got to refocus on classwork and try to win a semi-state all in the same week.
I think, we asked a couple questions early on after we got out of the sectional, and I asked the boys, have you been asked a lot about who you're going to play? Have you been asked about can you win? Have you been asked about how far can you go? And they all raised their hands to all of those questions and a few more. And I said, how many of you are starting to struggle with the frequency of answering those questions? And they all put their hands, they shot their hands right up. And I said, well, these are great questions to be asking and to be asked, so embrace that opportunity. We work very hard on process. Our philosophy on the boys team is that it's faith, family, academics, sports, and social in that order. So I would expect nothing more this week than soccer to occupy its appropriate box, and have simply suggested to them that they go ahead and take care of the business in the other areas that they need to take care of. Mm-hmm. And at least so far this team, that's like I say, it's one of the hallmarks of this team. They've been able to just go out and do their job. And this year we're fortunate. I was looking over the weekend. I think we've got a couple dozen boys who are eligible for, not a couple dozen, I'm sorry, a dozen boys who are eligible for academic All-State honors. So they're good in the classroom, and I'm confident that they'll be able to get their work done.
Yeah, you were telling me, too, that it's a relatively young team when you consider a team that's now reached this level in the state tournament, but also this is a team where the guys really like each other. How much does that play into it, that they're good friends first before they're teammates?
Yeah, I think that's all of it, really. There's this I view coaching as, in the season, this gradual process of turning the team over to itself. And their ability to honor one of our core tenets, which is to play for one another, is a direct reflection of how well they get along and care for one another off the pitch. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to walk onto the pitch and want to play with and for somebody that you hate. And I think these guys genuinely exhibit that love for one another, both on and off the field, that we hope to be able to have some influence on as a program trying to build young men of character.
Yeah, we're talking with Chris McGrath, boys soccer coach at Guerin Catholic, and they play in the Semi-State this Saturday. And you mentioned that the Guerin Catholic, there is such a you get great facilities, it's a great school, but first and foremost it's a great Catholic school, and there's a faith, there's a heartbeat to that place that is really special, that continues to grow, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It almost brings a tear to my eye to think back into how we got involved. Mm-hmm. My wife walked through the doors on an open house Saturday when my daughter was a seventh grader, and we had never had a Catholic education on our mind. We're blessed with great schools here in central Indiana and in yeah. Indiana in general. And she walked through the green doors in the front of that school, came home to me and said, "Well, I don't know if Emily's going to go there or not, but if she doesn't, I'm going back to high school." And that really does capture the spirit of what is Guerin Catholic. And we're just so proud to be able to go ahead out and show it to some more people who ordinarily don't experience it.
Well, Chris, go get them this Saturday, 4 o'clock Eastern, Guerin Catholic against Evansville Memorial for the Semi-State title. Go after it and have a lot of fun, right? First and foremost, have some fun. If you have fun, good things happen, right?
Yep, that's our first and last tenet of the program. Just have fun. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Chris McGrath, Guerin Catholic. They play Evansville Memorial this Saturday in the boys' soccer semi-state. We're taking a break, back with more Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. The website for our next guest is stokethefirewithin.com. Write that down. We'll give it to you again here, stokethefirewithin.com. And it's my pleasure to welcome an old friend, Charlie Adams, to Catholic Sports Weekly. Charlie, good to have you aboard.
Hey, thank you, Will. It's always great to be on this show.
Well, you're a motivational speaker, and you do a lot on the 1980 Olympic Games and the Miracle on Ice, and you just recently returned from a trip to Lake Placid, New York, which is home of the 1980 Olympic Game, Winter Games, and of course the place where the Miracle on Ice happened. Do you believe in miracles? And I know you do. And what a neat experience that was, I'm sure, for you to go back to Lake Placid.
Yes, I've been there about 7 times in upstate New York, and in 2016 Sports Illustrated ranked the 100 greatest sports moments in American history, and it was named number one. So that was a further drive for me to research it, to share it to today's folks about the significance of it and how it came to be, the journey and the coaching and the team camaraderie and all of those kind of things. But anytime you're up there and you go in that arena where they beat the Soviets 4-3 February 22nd, 1980, it's just goosebumps. And I was there a few weeks ago to speak on it there, and I just never get tired of just being around that experience, Will.
It's hard to believe we're coming up on the 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It really is. And, you know, Mike Iruzioni, who scored the winning goal, he turned 65 this month. And most of the players are in their early 60s. And many know the story from the Disney movie Miracle with Kurt Russell, but many people don't. And any audience, whether I'm in Indianapolis or Terre Haute or Kokomo, you have a mixture of people that remember watching it on ABC, some that have seen the movie, and others that don't know a thing about it. But then when they hear the story, they're just so uplifted.
Yeah. Charlie Adams, it's StokeTheFireWithin.com. You need to get him, if you're listening to this, and you need a motivational speaker to come to your event or your school or whatever it might be, your organization, your business. Charlie is a motivational speaker that you want to hear. StokeTheFireWithin.com. And you and I have talked about this Miracle on Ice and the coach, Herb Brooks, how faith played such a role in this journey that a lot of people don't know. He was a Catholic man, I think, right?
Yes.
And
his
came from a strong Catholic family. But faith was such an important part of this journey, wasn't it?
It sure was. And he quoted from 2 Samuel before they played the Soviets, the story of Eleazar, who fought for King David and fought so hard that the hilt of the sword was embedded in his hand. The hand was clave to the sword, and it was about that kind of effort. And the players, after they beat the Russians, who were the greatest team in the world, they sang God Bless America in the locker room to honor their creator. And there's just many stories of faith within the whole journey, and they came primarily from Midwestern families. The makeup of that team, 16 of the 20 players were from the Midwest, from low to barely middle-income homes around Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, where faith was the driving force of, you know, they might have had fun on a Saturday night, but they were in Mass on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I really think the Lord was with them, like with David, because they had no business being on the ice with that Soviet team. It would be like Indiana Wesleyan in men's basketball beating the Golden State Warriors. Mm-hmm. That is a realistic comparison, and yet it happened.
Yeah, and it's an amazing story that you tell so well, and you use the story to help people with their business, with their motivating their workers and their employees. And touch on that a little bit, how you use this story to motivate organizations that maybe none of them have ever set foot on ice anywhere.
Right.
How does that work?
Right, because I'm not really a hockey person. I can barely skate, but there's just so many lessons that you can take of how those players gave of each other to become one unit. And I do that for companies, and I've done it in churches. Just Saturday night, I did it at a church in Knox. They had chili afterwards, and so I shared how the best player, Mark Johnson, came to know Christ as his Lord and Savior in his mid-20s. He was playing professional hockey, and he just watched a Christian teammate named Chico and his faith. Mm-hmm. And Mark Johnson, who scored 2 of the 4 goals in the 4-3 win, became a man of faith, and today in his early 60s is a strong one. So that's, people can relate to that team because they were regular people who developed the skills. We really can't relate to LeBron James and Kevin Durant because of their size. Most of these players were 5'10", 5'11", 160 pounds. So audience are like, well, that could be me and what I'm doing in life.
Yeah. Charlie Adams, StokeTheFireWithin.com, and you mentioned God Bless America. One of the things you did this last journey was you went into the Catholic Church there in Lake Placid, where Kate Smith, the legendary singer, she would summer there, correct? I think she would, and she went to church there, for 35 years or 3 decades?
Yeah.
Is there anything there that makes you know Kate Smith went to church there, or?
Well, they have a little plaque in front. And again, for those that don't know, and many of you listening might have grandparents that adored Kate Smith. Back in the 30s and 40s, she was bigger than Ellen and Oprah and Beyonce combined. She sang God Bless America in the 30s. She had a massively listened to radio show. And she visited Lake Placid. She spent 35 summers there. And she confirmed as a Catholic in 1965 at St. Agnes Catholic Church. And I went in a few weeks ago. It is beautiful. And she would sing down front. Can you imagine the world's greatest female singer? And people there would just stop and listen. And there's a wonderful story I know your listeners will love, that when I was up at her grave, because she is buried in Lake Placid above ground. She had a deep fear of anything underground, so she got permission to be buried above ground in the cemetery, which was a story in itself. But before she passed, one summer, one of the priests there at St. Agnes loved a certain Christmas hymn. Well, she only spent summers there. He had the hymn put up on the front, and it came time, and they turned to their books, and she sang this Christmas hymn like everyone else in June. And that priest just sat in the back and the tears welled up as it was his favorite song. And Kate Smith spent 35 summers there. There's a fountain named after her, and that St. Agnes Catholic Church is, oh my, just, and for a little village of 3,800 people, if that.
Yeah, I would have loved to hear, you know, heard her sing Ave Maria.
Kate Smith.
I bet she did a few times at that church.
Yeah.
Hey, another story that you've uncovered about Lake Placid is a golfer, Craig Wood. This is a guy that, he won 1941, he won both the Masters and the U.S. Open in the same year. I think you were saying he's the first one to ever do that. But what was kind of interesting about Craig Wood to you?
Right, and I know you have many golfers listening, Central Indiana, huge golfing area. Craig Wood was born in Lake Placid in 1902. His dad was a 6'8" timber man, and he raised Craig, who was a stout young man himself, to cut wood. And the strength and the hand-eye coordination led to Craig going into golf. Now, Lake Placid, because it was the home of the winter resorts, had a lot of wonderful golf courses, so excellent golfers were there. This young Craig learned golf. He had the strength and the hand-eye coordination of timber cutting, and so he went pro at age 18. He ended up winning over 20 PGA Tour wins. He was on two or three Ryder Cup teams. But we all know of Greg Norman, the great white shark, and all his troubles before winning a major. Well, Craig Wood was runner-up in the 1933 British Open, where he drove the ball at St. Andrews in 1933, 433 yards. There's a sign there to this day.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. And then he lost the PGA in a playoff in 1934, and in 1935 he had the Masters in hand when Gene Sarazen hit the shot heard round the world, the double eagle, to force a Monday playoff and beat Craig Wood. And then Craig lost the 1939 U.S. Open to Byron Nelson in a Monday playoff. Well, he's 39. It's 1941, the spring. World War II is coming. He was the first to win the Masters wire to wire in 1941. 2 months later, he won the U.S. Open, becoming the first to win the first two majors, a company he holds now. Well, you might have heard of these guys: Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Ben Hogan, Tiger Woods, and Jordan Spieth.
Wow,
so
pretty good company there.
And
a lot of your conversations or events that you, when you speak, is about stories like those, right? It's about perseverance. It's about taking something and applying it to something else. Correct?
Absolutely. Because you think he lost those four, he could have been downtrodden and given up. But he kept at it. He had breakthrough. He is now in the PGA Golf Hall of Fame. And most people, I didn't know about him until I started researching, other than the Miracle on Ice. The golf course is named after him. And you're right, Will, we can draw from these stories and apply to our lives.
Yeah. StokeTheFireWithin.com. We're talking with Charlie Adams. We only got another minute or so here.
Yeah.
Tell me how people can get a hold of you, or what's next for you? What's going on?
Oh, they can find me on Facebook, too. My page is called Professional Speaker Charlie Adams, ADAMS. And I prefer to speak around Indiana, Michigan, the Midwest. From time to time, I go up to Lake Placid. But I just love doing talks for Salt of the Earth organizations, and whether it be a sales meeting or a company outing, I do school assemblies, but primarily companies, and then some churches too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I've been in Indiana now over 31 years. I used to be a sportscaster, and I just love being all over the state and just helping people with their events, because I think a message, otherwise things can just be a meeting, but if you have a message to add to it, then it becomes more of an event. And everything goes together.
Yeah, and if they have chili afterwards, that's a bonus for you, right?
We did that Saturday night. I did the Miracle on Ice, and I could smell the chili throughout my talk.
Yeah.
So I'm going, like, I did about 75 minutes on the Miracle on Ice, and we can all smell the chili.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, wanting to move ahead in the story so we can eat.
Yeah.
But I told it all.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for what you do and your dedication to not only this story, the Miracle on Ice, but really connecting the dots so people can excel at whatever their chosen business is. Again, Charlie Adams, thank you. StokeTheFireWithin.com. Have a great day, Charlie.
Appreciate it, Will.
All right. That's Charlie Adams. We're going to take a break. We're back to close this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly after this timeout.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
For your faith,
it's completely changed my walk with Christ, and I'm so thankful to you guys for that.
For your life,
all I got to do is turn it on and I'm lifted up.
You lift you up when you're feeling down.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. Again, thanks to our guest this week, Chris McGrath, the soccer coach at Guerin Catholic. They're getting ready for the semi-state and boys soccer this Saturday. And Charlie Adams, StokeTheFireWithin.com is a way to get a hold of him. Well, I didn't miss about the Colts. There's a lot going on this week. But the Colts, you know, they are in first place now in the AFC South. Last Sunday, they got the big win over the Houston Texans. The schedule really favors the Colts here down the stretch. Or not down the stretch, but from this where we are now to the end. They host Denver this week. And really, their next toughest game is when they play at Houston again in Week 12. They also play at New Orleans in December, so that's a that's their schedule. But the Texans, because they're the defending division champs, they've got some tough games left. Of course, they play Oakland. Oakland beat the Colts, so that'll be interesting to see. You got Oakland, they play Baltimore, and they also play the New England Patriots. So the schedule favors the Colts as we finish this NFL season. Fun to see this Colts football team come together. They really are fun to watch. It's an interesting group. It's not a blowout. They don't score. They score around 30 points a game. And when they hold teams under 30, they win. So good for them. Also, college football, big game for the Fighting Irish this week. Notre Dame plays at Michigan. Notre Dame ranked 8th this week still in the college football polls. A little shakeup at the top. Alabama's still number 1. LSU, Ohio State up to 3 this week. And Clemson is 4. Penn State from the Big Ten is also ranked 6th. The Marion football, I think they're 3rd in the nation in NAIA. Marion football continues to win. They're now 5-0. They're home again this Saturday. I believe it is homecoming at Marion University. This Saturday, they host a team at 105. So, again, thanks to all of our guests this week. Hope you get out and support the kids as high school football sectionals get underway and make the road trip to Evansville with the Guerin Catholic Boys soccer team. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate that. We'll see you next time right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.